17 minutes past 8 o'clock, just off the back of my comments about vaccinations, Glenn in Queensland says, stop doing the government's bidding. Well, Glenn, ask Gladys Berejiklian whether she thinks I've been doing her bidding during this lockdown. Ask Scott Morrison since day one of this year whether I've been doing his bidding on the vaccine rollout, which we've described as a shambles since day one. And we've also been pointing out here that COVID is not the only thing going on out there. We need to keep in mind here that 150,000 Aussies are diagnosed with cancer every year, and sadly 50,000 of them die. And now we're being reminded of this because it does seem sometimes like there's only one disease in town, COVID. But it's not, far from it. And we had this ridiculous situation this week where women were trying to book in for a breast cancer screening and they were told, no, sorry, because of COVID, we can't do the breast cancer screening. So that's going to lead to other people dying from other diseases. Professor Dorothy Keefe is the CEO of Cancer Australia. She wants to make sure that everyone is paying attention to these other problems out there. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Ben, and good morning to all your listeners.
This is a real worry, isn't it, when you've got all of these screenings for deadly cancers dropping so dramatically?
Well, I think we have to put that a little bit in perspective. Screening for cancer is trying to pick up a cancer very, very, very early before you have any symptoms. So in a major health crisis like this, particularly in New South Wales, it's okay to pause screening for a little while, but it's not okay to ignore symptoms of cancer. So if people actually have a lump or an odd discharge or bleeding or something like that, then they really need to make sure they go and get seen.
All right. What about procedures, though? Because when people know that they've got the cancer, when the cancer's been identified, there are about 150,000 fewer procedures for major cancers during the last lockdown. I mean, that's dangerous.
There was a reduction in that first lockdown. We do know that, and you've seen our figures that show the reduction in the number of procedures. And that's why we had last year the Cancer Won't Wait campaign, and this year we've got the New Normal Same Cancer campaign, where all the cancer organisations are coming together and saying, please don't delay. If you have a symptom, make an appointment with your doctor, and then the doctor will make an appointment for you to have the tests and to have the surgeries and things that you need so that you get your cancer diagnosed and treated as early as possible, while it's as small as possible and as curable as possible.
Are you worried that so many eggs have been put in the one basket? We understand why COVID is so serious, but when you consider we've had 150,000 Australians a year diagnosed with cancer, sadly 50,000 of them dying, it's really taken a back seat at the moment, hasn't it?
Look, it does take a back seat when we're in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. So we're just trying to get that balance right, because obviously the health system is under a lot of strain. So we have to make sure that the COVID numbers are kept at a number that keeps the health system able to work so that it can manage all of these other diseases. But cancer is one of those diseases that you really can't leave for 6 months or 12 months. You need to get it sorted soon. And that's why we're encouraging people. But it's okay, you know, people get put off by the fact that everyone has to wear masks and social distance and all of those things. But actually, the services are there. You just have to go and say, I might have, you know, I've got a symptom. Could it be cancer? Can I get it investigated and treated? And the answer is yes, you can.
And if you find a lump or anything suspicious, make sure you do something about it straight away. I want to encourage people to go to your website, newnormalsamecancer.com.au. Professor, thanks for talking to us this morning.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Dorothy Keefe, who's the CEO of Cancer Australia.